Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, people love the dot-com boom, but the AI boom not so much. Of course they didn't like AI because they don't want to lose their jobs. The dot-com boom allowed you to shop online, email people, pay for things online with PayPal, and the explosion of creativity was amazing. The AI boom, on the other hand, has brought AI slop, layoffs, existential fears as people lose their purpose in life, and the fear that AI will become self-aware and end us all Terminator styles. Fun times. Up next, is it true that people aren't antisocial, but that they're just bored with all the BS and fake people? Yes, but people in general are boring. I can't have deep, serious conversations with them, and social media has made people crazy seeking attention. Some of the antisocial people are the most authentic people you'll ever find. They just don't want their emotional energy polluted by the toxic people. It's too bad Tom Hardy wasn't the new James Bond. Number 3, a man bought an abandoned island for 13 grand and filled it with rare birds, animals, and trees, and someone offered him $50 million for it, and he said no. Bro looks like he unlocked real-life Minecraft creative mode. Why would he want to give it up? If I was him, I would have sold it for $50 million and then rehabilitated hundreds of other islands as well. If the formula works, then why change it? Moving on, if you're disabled in Canada, no problem because the government's got your back. They're offering you a wonderful euthanasia service so you don't have to suffer anymore. Instead of providing medical services for Canadians, the government is sending billions to Ukraine and money to the Congo for gay farming. Also, refugees just complete a survey and they get their free housing, healthcare, and dental services. At some point, the Canadians with money will leave and the country will crumble into another version of Argentina. Number 5, Alice Weidel is the leader of the far-right German party and says if she comes to power, she'll close the borders and end welfare programs for migrants and carry out Germany's largest deportations. I'll believe it when I see it. And even if she comes close to winning the opposition, we'll probably fix the election, put her in prison, or end her. Not to mention all the migrants will also vote against her too. The enrichment BS has reached a point where voting is no longer the answer. She's also a lesbian and she's partnered up with a Sri Lankan woman. Will she deport her too? Up next, meet this wonderful woman who divorced her husband because he was dying and his self-pity killed her vibe. They really have no shame anymore and she blames him for complaining about dying for the reason as to ending the relationship. I hope he recovered from his cancer battle and then won the lottery. Women these days still believe until death do us part unless you kill their vibe. Some simps out there will say, I can fix her. Number 7, this woman claims she got pregnant by an adult toy. That's an interesting way to say, I'm a single mother from a black man. This seems like an all-new low in attention-seeking behavior for the women's. On the bright side, at least she doesn't have any tattoos. And we all know this is just another ad to find a good man to step up to the plate and make her a good trad wife. Both her and her little latex kid. Poor kid, the father was a black dildo. Moving on, people are wondering if Millie Bobby Brown has a disease that forces her to age faster. Yes, she does. It's called being British. There's an old saying that you can tell how old a tree is simply by looking at how many rings it has. Or you can look at a British woman's age by seeing how many teeth she has missing. Poor Millie here looks like Natalie Portman, and Portman is in her late 40s. So sad, too bad. Number 9, Cooper here is going to be single for life because she's looking for a man who's 6 feet tall, makes 300 to 500k, is 27 to 33 and loves her a lot among many other things. Here's what the probability of her finding him looks like. And of course she's going to want a fit man and not a fat one, so that'll reduce her odds even further. Grok says that there are less than 11,000 men in America with these qualities. Only 6,000 of them are unmarried, even less if they're fit and white. Up next here are the fields that creative jobs in California are in. And as you can see, the only area the jobs are growing is new media. Everything else is going down and AI is about to end Hollyweird once and for all. The good storytellers will become the new movie stars, and the movie stars today will become unemployed and some even homeless. But I think new media is a typo and it's actually nude media because of the rise of OF creators. Number 11, is this the future of relationships? This woman says that she would rather share her man than lose him. She lets him sleep with others while she cleans the house. She probably figures that no other woman will give him such a good deal, so he'd be a moron if he decided to leave. Then again, maybe there's another man that's helping her clean the house too, especially her pipes, and she's using this as a cover story to alleviate her man's suspicions. Moving on, this trans-Minnesota Democrat says the kids need access to corn for educational reasons. Sounds like another person who wants to groom some kids. Because after all, they don't reproduce, they recruit. Maybe law enforcement needs to access she or he's hard drive to see what treasure trove they find on there. And just know that the homophobic conservative immigrants will still vote for they-them because they only care about government handouts and increasing immigration. Number 13, Gambia is recognized as Africa's leading destination for female sex tourism, especially for older European women. These guys are happy. They're getting paid for smashing white cougars and coyotes. In Jamaica, the jigglers are known as rent-a-dreads. There are many places that women go for sex tourism, including Kenya, Egypt, Thailand, Indonesia, Cuba, and Brazil. Yet women don't actually want men to do the same and call us pervs in PDF files if we do so. Up next, this feminist author tells teens not to have sex until they're engaged. Looks like when things fail, women fall back on relationships and traditionalism to trap men. If you meet a feminist woman like this one, just get a doll. Or wait until the female androids are perfected too. Louise here says that casual sex and dating apps pose a risk for young women. Of course they do, and not just from STDs, but because women become alpha widows from sleeping with all the chads and ruin their prospects of ever finding a decent man again. Number 15, would you look at that? Since 2012, women's university debt has only fallen slightly, while men have paid off 30% of theirs. Maybe that's why feminism is pushing women to get married again, because they need a man to bail them out after they get too deep with their gender studies degree. The Biden administration tried bailing them out, but it's not going to happen because women in debt are the perfect wage slaves. They'll never get out of it. Moving on, this woman is upset because men say that women have no value or beauty after 25. She says these ideas come from PDF file standards, plain and simple. Sounds like someone hates the fact that she's post-wall and a lot of her male attention from chads is starting to evaporate. This is pure cope and she's trying to shame men to not behave the way that we do. She just wants high-value men to accept the fact that she's old and run through, and if they don't, then they need to be shamed as pedos. Number 17, you can't make this level of crazy up. That in NYC, Democrats require people to have an ID to shovel snow, but you don't need one to vote in the state. They say it's because they're paying the snow shovelers in the city, and they need the information for the IRS. It's a bad comparison, but only citizens should be allowed to vote, and only once. Otherwise, it's not fair, even though we all know the elections are rigged anyways, and the corporations pay off both candidates. Up next is Wayman accidentally mentioned that she had a boyfriend and lost half of her Twitch subscribers. Men like to imagine that they have a chance with their favorite e-girl. But that chance doesn't exist if she's already paired off, so she's going to lie about it. I remember back in the day working with a semi-famous Indian singer, and she had a boyfriend but he was never mentioned or shown in her public music videos. And the simps would keep on lining up for her. Number 19, here's more insanity in Canada. The government is giving people $2.3 billion in EV rebates to buy foreign electric cars while thousands of Canadian auto workers end up losing their jobs. With that $2 billion, the Canadian government could give businesses some money so that Canada starts building its own cars. Even Yugoslavia had the terrible car, the Yugo. At the very least, we could have the Canuck car. Moving on, Turd-Slinging Monkey created this with AI and says we're free to use it. And you know, this is exactly what the dating market looks like out there. The only thing that needs to be changed is that the hands need to be black instead. There might be a couple of white male hands, but they belong to broke, short, fat, or ugly white dudes. Or maybe even chubby chasers. It's crazy how women think they're entitled to the best, even though they're losers, they would never date themselves. Number 21, here's another sign that Canada is a clown country. They let 25,000 people in from some of the most dangerous countries in the world, and gave them refugee status without having any of them meet a government employee. And people wonder why crime levels have gone up massively in Canada in the last few years. The damage is done. Canada's imported 10 million people in only 10 years. If you haven't gone out yet, figure out a way to get out and get ready to leave at a moment's notice. Up next, the New York Crimes newspaper found out that dating is so bad in NYC that women are paying a $100 fee for wine tasting mixers and men are entering them for free. And even then, the ratio is 3 women for every 1 man. I'll have to try some dating events in Toronto. They seem to be similar. I went to one of these events as a worker for a videography gig, and I'll tell you one thing, the women didn't look anywhere near as good as the ones pictured. They looked a lot more like this. Number 23, this Miami OF model stabbed her boyfriend and blows kisses to him in court. Gentlemen, we all know that we can fix her. Just kidding. There's no fixing this. Women's personality and behavior is set when they're young girls. After that, it's just more of the same. Or in her case, more of the insane. She won't be gone longer than a few months in the big house, and then she'll be out collecting cash and prizes from simps yet again. And she'll even find a new boyfriend to stab once more. Moving on, ugly game characters are destroying gaming. Yes, and it's all on purpose. To get men to go to dating events for free. The truth is that men would rather stay home and see women like this on their games than go out and speed date with a bunch of Broomhildas. Women know they can't compete with virtual women this good looking, so they have to sabotage everything men like. It's not gonna work because eventually guys will make their own games using AI, with women that look like this. Number 25 and the last one here is more proof that if you're a man with high status or great wealth, your sexual marketplace value is only gone when you're dead. Here's this 80-year-old billionaire with his 22-year-old girlfriend. This poor guy looks like he aged like a Muppet, but it doesn't matter, because he can get a woman that's 1,000 times more attractive than Miss Piggy. What I really want to know is why billionaires have such a weird belly shape. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.